This tale I am about to tell is about the sister brides of Olympus. It may seem like a typical story from Greek mythology where one god is cheating on another, and that is how this one starts, of course, but it has a much bigger effect than many of the other stories. I don't want to spoil it for you, so I'll let the story explain itself. It starts in a meadow near Olympus where Aphrodite is on her usual stroll.
Who is this drop-dead gorgeous man walking in my meadow? Well, never mind that. I must have him as my husband. Sir, will you marry me? Please do not deny me this one wish.
Well, I hardly know you, but you seem like a sweet and charming girl with great beauty. I hope you are suited to be a queen, because I am a king.
That should be fine. I've been practicing all my life being the god of love, and they all treat me fairly well.
2 days later, they were married, and 2 months after, they had 2 beautiful twin daughters. At their birth, an oracle appeared to their father with a message for him about his daughters.
Your daughters are special. They will save the gods themselves when the time is right. At around the 16th birthday, you will get a sign, and then you shall marry off your daughters to the right gods. Do not tell anyone about this, especially Aphrodite, because we all know what a loudmouth she is and how much she likes to brag.
Meanwhile, Zeus and Hermes were talking on Olympus.
All these people are dying. I haven't even sent anything to destroy them.
Well, actually, they're, like, killing themselves. It's a new trend of theirs called suicide. And there's always war, of course, but now Hades might have more subjects than you.
What is happening?
I might be able to explain. You see, I always knew this day would come when the humans would start hating life and death alike. I mean, I can't blame them. You aren't very nice to them. Despite this, I have given you gods a chance to change before you destroy everything, including yourselves. You will find 2 princesses, and you will know when you find the right ones. You are to marry them immediately, and hope for the change of your soul.
We will do as you say, and we will begin to look for the princesses now.
Aphrodite heard about this and thought of the possibility of the 2 princesses being her daughters, so she asked her husband what he thought. Then he finally told her about the oracle's prophecy. She immediately made plans for a large party on Olympus where the girls would be introduced to the gods and then married off to some of them within the next week. The princesses make a grand entrance into the party where they are noticed by the 2 gods, Zeus and Hades.
Who are those stunning girls? I have to say that I'm interested. They must be new because I've never noticed them before.
I have to say, even I'm impressed.
Aphrodite had been thinking, and she felt the gods who were most involved with humans would be good enough matches for her daughters. They were Zeus and Hades.
These are my 2 daughters, Euphrasia, the blonde one, and Samaria, the dark-haired one. I'm going to let you guys mingle while I go talk to Poseidon.
Euphrasia and Hades have an awkward acquaintance by the bar.
Great to finally meet you, Hades. Please, call me Golden Girl, or Goldie. That's what everyone calls me, because my name literally means good.
Okay. How are you liking the party? I guess.
Meanwhile, Zeus and Samaria have an awkward acquaintance as well.
Hello, Samaria. I'm Zeus, king of the gods, ruler of the sky, if you didn't know.
Actually, I did know, because everyone knows that. But it's nice to meet you. Usually people are impressed when I tell them that I'm a princess, my mom is Aphrodite.
By the end of that week, both of the couples were married, but already unhappy. Hades and Euphrasia treated each other well, but they were a very awkward couple. Zeus and Samaria, on the other hand, were very vocal about their opinions and often fought. Aphrodite had set up these marriages by looks and exterior personalities. She hardly knew her daughters, and the gods bugged her too much for her to get to know them. They tried to work it out, but none of them were happy, and it showed. The couples started to do more things on their own. A masquerade party was being held, and the couples decided to attend, not with their partner, but separately. They figured even if they saw their spouse there or anyone saw them flirting with anyone else, they wouldn't recognize them with their costume and mask.
Hello, miss. Your costume is very creative. May I ask your name?
Hello, sir. Thanks for the compliment. Your mask is very impressive as well. But this is a masquerade, so I think it's better to go mysterious.
Staying anonymous is fine with me, but could I give you an anonymous number so that you could contact me sometime?
Sounds fine with me. Do you want to go dance, maybe?
Meanwhile, Samaria started talking to Hades while she orders a drink at the bar.
Hey, how are you liking this great party?
It's turnt, but I bet an outgoing girl like you is enjoying it even more.
Actually, everyone is so interested in talking about themselves. I love meeting people like you who are good at listening.
I've really enjoyed talking to you. Do you want to get something to eat after?
Hermes catches Hades and Samaria at dinner. Then on his way to tell Aphrodite, he sees Euphrasia and Zeus walking through the park. After hearing the news that the couples were cheating on each other, Aphrodite decided it was time to bend the rules and use some magic to make these relationships work out. She decided to send her son Eros to shoot the two couples with his arrows to make them fall in love with the people she intended them for. The problem was that they were not meant to be together, and real love is not all about looks. Even after the couples had been shot, they still knew who they really loved, because even though their mind wouldn't allow them to think that way, they still felt that way in their hearts. The sisters were so upset that they decided to go to the biggest waterfall around and jump off it together, since they figured that if they were going to be unhappy all their lives with the wrong people, then they should just end their suffering now. Right before the girls are going to jump, something changes in the sky. All these colors come together from nowhere to form an arch in the sky.
Look, I think it's a sign from the gods. Oh, I miss Zeus already.
Both girls start to cry at the thought of their beloveds. At the same time, on Olympus, Hades and Zeus also see the rainbow and think the same thing.
I think it's a sign. Maybe the girls are in trouble. We should follow it to the end and see if we can find them.
The gods get there right before the girls are going to jump, and they are able to convince them that they can work things out because no one can deny true love. Just then, the oracle appeared. And that's how the story ends. Credits. Directors, Isabella Irwin and Keely Roy. Script writer, Keely Roy. Video editing and sound effects, Isabella Irwin. Voice of Aphrodite, Isabella. Voice of Zeus, Ella Berglund. Voice of narrator, Isabella. Voice of Hades, Isabella. Voice of Oracle, Ella. Voice of Euphrasia, Keely. Voice of Samaria, Keely. Voice of Hermes, Ella. Voice of Prince, Beau Barrington.